All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the Capital Plan Commission meeting on Monday, April 28th at 6:04 p.m. to order. Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Mayor DiMartino.
Here.
Mr. Hyder.
Excuse.
Mr. Kurtica.
Present.
Ms. Vidomsky.
Here.
Ms. Ezzo.
Here.
Ms. Wabno. Mr. Gilday.
Here.
A record should reflect you have five members present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Four additions, deletions, adoption of the agenda. I don't have any. Anybody else have any? All right, so we're good there. Five public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak? Third and final, anybody from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Six, review, approve, and recommend to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, the updated 24-25 LOSIP allocations and capital expenditure line items as recommended by Mayor Joseph DiMartino. Discussion and possible action and recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen.
Make a motion. Updated 24-25 LOSIP allocations capital expenditure line as recommended by the Mayor.
Motion made by Mr. Gilday. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Kurtica. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Six, review. Seven. Review a November 2025 $5 million bond referendum for capital needs. Discussion only. Bri?
Brian Hall, Finance Director of the City of Derby. What we've outlined for you tonight is some of the mayor's recommendations for what a potential bond referendum could look like. We've highlighted around roughly $5 million worth of items based on the feedback from all of the directors, commissioners, and so on throughout the city. We've done our best to try to hit a lot of the points of things that we need, and most critically with the replacement of the fire department radio system, the fire engine truck replacement, and the rescue truck, highlighting a few of the larger items that have been talked about for many years now and are being brought to this committee as the recommendations in order to move forward. Some other smaller items that have been and also in really critical need would be the large dump trucks, the chiller for the Board of Ed, and the HVAC system for the library. We've also put in a little bit of contingency to round up to the $5 million. As I know, likely some of these prices could kind of creep up a little bit as we work through and finalize the list. We've sent around a lot of materials from in the past as far as what a $5 billion bond referendum would look like. As far as payments go, I am confident that the city can absorb this amount of borrowing, with our budget. Obviously, even if the referendum goes for $5 million and is approved, it's going to be phased out, phased over time before I'm going to have to actually try to borrow that money. Is we're only going to be paying for things as we absolutely need to pay for them once they're delivered. And some of these larger items can take many years before they finally are built. Is there any other questions I can help
answer? I do have a few. Jim, go. Just a few number of questions. Large dump trucks, how many does that entail?
Two trucks.
The HVAC at the library, is that a complete overhaul? Is that installation of a brand new?
Brand new, complete overhaul, yeah.
Storm, okay, so then fire, it says fire engine replacements. Is that one for the fire?
Yes, that is only one truck.
And then the rescue truck would go in this proposal to storm. Okay. I remember Chief Biggs mentioned the fire department radio system last time. So my question just financially here is, I know you said that we would pay it off in time. I assume you mean as we've had to pay for the trucks or as we had to pay for the chiller, that's when we would start to pay the debt off?
You start to pay off the debt as soon as you raise the funds, you know, you get the money from the bonds, basically. So, but what I'm saying is that I wouldn't anticipate needing to go out and borrow $5 million and then stick, you know, put it in a bank account, start paying down that when I may not have bills due for years on the $5 million, right? So we'd only have to really borrow things that we said, okay, we're going to have these bills come due in the next 12 months. So we need to make sure we've got the funds available to pay for those bills in the next 12 months. So, you know, maybe of that five, you're borrowing two in the first year, right? But maybe the last three is not for year two or three.
And how long would it take to, like, how long of a loan would the $5 million be for?
I mean, we could certainly look at some different durations, you know, spreading out between 15 and 20 years is likely what we'd be looking at.
Because I guess my question is, and I don't have a, you know, like a firm idea, a firm number in mind, but I'm just trying to understand the difference in borrowing $5 million versus the difference in borrowing $7 million over 15 years or over 30 years. I'm just trying to understand. So is there any ballpark of how much it costs over 30 years to borrow $1 million to get some kind of idea of incrementally how much borrowing costs?
And you'd just be interested in the cumulative interest that you're paying over that time
frame. No, how much then? Per year, annually.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, the amounts per year is going to, you know, fluctuate, right? But I can work on a schedule for you. And then I think the ultimate borrowing cost is, yeah, if you're borrowing $2 million and you pay back $3 million over time, right? Two mm-hmm. for principal and one for interest, right? So I can come up with a few of those numbers as far as, depending on whether it's 15 or 20 years, right, or 25, right, yes, how much interest you pay and what do those amounts look like? What's some different schedules? And you were hoping to get some ranges. You were looking at five, and you said maybe
7 and 10.
Five, seven, 10.
I just would like to understand that. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mack.
Yeah. Fine. So the second apparatus, how long is that wait going to be to buy that? Find one now.
There's nothing precluding us from having the similar conversation a year from now, right, for more items on the list, which could include the other fire truck that was asked for. So, you know, this is what's currently on there. I would say if you are, you know, going to push hard for a different item or more items, right, then that's what this is for. You know,
my concern is that we got a tired fleet, and over the next 10 years, I can see that whole fleet being requiring replacement. And I'm confident in your skills and financial skills. I just want to be sure that's taken into account, that if we can't buy it this year, we're going to need to buy it, at least get it ordered in the next year or so, so that the 4-year lead time doesn't
Yeah, and I don't want to mislead anyone either, right? So, you know, this similar process would have to happen again for any other new items that are not on this list. So this is the time to either address that issue now, or we continue to address it in the future, and then, you know, have another type of referendum the following year. But
the schedule that I submitted has us replacing these two engines at this time, and both of them are overdue at this time. The next one, next truck due is the aerial apparatus, which is, well, current dollars is in the area north of $2.5 million, closer to $3 million right now, and about a 4-year lead time. And that's why I have that in the third year of this 5-year thing, understanding what you just said. We would not take it all at one time. But I my take is, Joe Q taxpayer, I'd rather know all of everything up front rather than get piecemealed. But that's my thought.
Right. Well, you know, once we look at the 5, 7, and 10 scenario, right, then I think it will be a little bit better to help the board understand. All right, if we do then go with 10 and add some more of these equipments in there, what does that look like? And I can also phase it in over time. So not assuming all 10 kind of up front, and just what does that look like if the 10 is spread out over, let's say, a 4-year period, and then what does that look like over, say, some different durations, 15, 10, 15, 20 years?
Are we sure that we could get X amount of dollars? Like, have you spoken with banks? Are we?
I think there's, like I said, because I don't anticipate asking for it all up front. You know, I certainly think there is a market for us to be able to get, you know, 3 to 5 million a year over the next few years. So I wouldn't anticipate that being an issue. As we said, we've got to get some good audits under our belt and really show the markets that we've turned the corner and have gone up. That will help. But I at this point, I haven't heard anything from our bond counsel that says otherwise.
So you talked to the city's bond council, right?
Correct.
All right. So they're recommending 5 million right now. That's it for this time.
They think the 5 million is a reasonable ask for the markets. Again, knowing that we're going out and just getting that one amount. Yeah, I think 5 million is probably the most we're going to ask for, given where we are right now. But if a referendum were approved, and we were to ask for it 2 or 3, it doesn't mean we wouldn't be able to get, say, the other 5 million 2 or 3 years from now when things turn the corner. But ultimately, regardless of anything, right, even if all this passes referendum, 10 million, you're right, I still have to go to a bank and get the money. And if the city's financial condition wasn't improving like it is, I think that would be much harder for me to say that we could do that. I do think we can. I think we've made a lot of progress. Like you said, it's just getting some of that progress published and out there so that folks can see that it's real.
Okay, so right now, 5 million. So basically, $5 million is the most we can do right now.
I think 5 million is the most I could go and get cash right now.
For them, right.
So, can't really go ask for cash right now to pay for things right now. Yes.
All right. So then, hopefully next year, if our finances improve, hopefully they will, then we could tap in again to the bonding council and say, hey, we're doing good. We're paying this. We're paying this down. We're doing this and that. So we're looking for another 5 million. Correct. That's your plan, right?
Correct. Yeah. Right. And how you want to go about doing that is up to you, right? You could either do the two referendums, let's say one each year for the 5 and 5, or in theory, you could do one referendum for 10 and try to get it approved, knowing that you're still going to have to borrow that over time, let's say the same amount of time, but you're limiting, I guess, the referendum and the approval to just one shot.
Okay. Hey, Mayor. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions? Anybody online? Yeah, Sarah, right?
Nope, I'm good. Thanks, Joe.
Good. Okay. No other questions?
Not this evening.
Okay. Number 8, motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved.
Made by George. Second by Jimmy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
8/19/619. 6/19. 6/18. Yeah, that's England, London, England. Yeah.